Here we go.
Yo. What's going on, world? It's your boy Jones. And we back. Music Jones Podcast. Every Tuesday. All platforms. June.
Yo.
What's happening, man?
Cool and baby, what's happening?
Chilling, man. I've been out here a couple weekends. You know, the holiday weekend hit. And yeah. Niggas was all over the place. And now we back.
Back in it. They're winning it.
Easy.
Yo.
What's happening, brother?
Ain't that, man. You know what I'm saying? Just
slinging cars like white.
Basking in the...
Right.
Glorious.
Oh, God. Damn. Here we fucking go.
I can't do that.
Damn, oh, my bad. Shit, man.
My bad.
Well, the Steelers beat the Ravens this week, so I got to deal with this shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off that shit.
Yeah,
we fucking suck, man. We trash, man. But every year y'all beat us the first game. Every fucking year. Mm-hmm. It's not a year that y'all don't beat us the first game.
Last year?
Yeah.
Y'all beat the brakes off of us last year,
no,
the first game?
No, we did not. No, we did.
He remembers.
Oh.
No, we did. We beat y'all the second game. We ain't swept y'all in years, so I remember. Now, we beat y'all the last game and in the playoffs last year, so, you know.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, how's everything?
Hey, can't complain.
That's what's up, man. How was your week?
It was cool, you know. It was cool.
Slow motion.
Yeah.
You didn't get pulled over by them hot boys down there in the city, did you?
I don't go to the city.
Saying stay from around that motherfucker for the next week or so.
Yeah, they say they doing a sweep.
Well,
they looking for somebody.
Feds diddle. They doing more than a sweep, buddy.
Where they? Oh, the feds.
No, the troopers.
Oh, the troopers.
Oh God, they was everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I got to stay where I need to be at because
Yeah, they was out.
Spoiled milk. Spoiled milk.
Listen, the motherfuckers was everywhere, and they on bikes.
What?
They on motorcycles.
Oh, I did see somebody. I saw they was over there by Burger King.
Man, they
post up.
They everywhere.
I saw somebody post like they had stopped 8 people in 30 minutes.
I saw them with 2 people pulled over at the same goddamn time on 52, leaving my mom crib, going to my pop crib. 2 motorcycles had 2 motherfuckers pulled over, and 1 more trooper was turning down. But
what they
rode.
Got going on?
They said they're just doing some enforcement shit.
What, tag enforcement?
Nah, just
speeding
laws, just traffic laws.
Dang.
Yeah, but they pull the motherfuckers over left and right, man.
It was black sharks, man.
Yeah, man, shit wild, yo. Cause I came for Ronnie funeral, for Blue Pop funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace to Ronnie Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Legendary cornerback out the city.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Still third on the.
Less interceptions or something?
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
15 in one season.
Yeah,
set in 1977.
Man, you know some history.
Yeah, he's still on that motherfucker, man.
Man.
Like, dog, that's history to know. Me and his daughter damn near been friends since we were 5.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
Third in what?
Like, in the state.
In
history.
For interceptions?
Uh-huh.
Damn, that's crazy.
There are 2 kids, two kids had 16 in the early 2000s.
When he got 15?
In 1977.
They weren't even throwing the ball like that. They was running heavy.
Right.
Wang T.
That one had 15 picks in one season.
Wang T.
Yeah.
People don't even have 50. Well, yeah, that's dope.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, motherfuckers only get 50 years of their whole high school career.
Yeah, he had it in 1 year.
One season. In 1977.
It was when they first started throwing the ball.
They must have just knew the trajectory
of the ball, how it's going
to
go.
They had to learn how to throw that motherfucker.
He had intel or something.
Boy, I'm telling you, because he was picking it. Every time the ball came his way, he picked. That's a good job, bro. But yeah, man, rest in peace to Ronnie Blue.
Mm-hmm.
D-Town legend, man.
Absolutely.
Of course, we in December, so it's end of the year time.
Mm-hmm.
All the end of the year lists and stuff's gonna start coming out. I ain't ran across none yet. The only thing I ran across was my Apple Music end of the year roundup.
Mm-hmm.
So my kid hit me up and she was like, her Spotify. She was telling me that K-pop was in her top 2, and I'm like, hell, there's no damn K-pop.
A lot of people her age listen to
that
music.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, that's something I can talk about Sunday. So, June, what's your Spotify year-round replay look like?
Man, that shit bananas. I'm just going through it.
What it look like?
I'm over here screaming at myself. Bruh, my listening age is 20 fucking six.
That's crazy.
My listening age. Over here on this motherfucking phone.
You an OYN.
Come on, man. Exactly. I'm with the shit.
Oh, shit.
I'm with the shit.
Because Kyra said her age was 54. Jeez. And she 18. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Bunch of new additions. That's and crazy. Shit like that.
26.
Man. I don't think, yeah, this, Apple don't do
you gotta,
all that.
You got to screenshot that. You got to post that.
Oh, I'm posting.
You got to post that.
Beat, man. I can't believe it.
You do know a lot of the newer artists and stuff.
Yeah.
Though.
I'm messing with them just because, like I said, messing with y'all, man. Y'all put me on some shit now.
Yeah.
Y'all put me on some shit. I've been educated for the last few years.
Stuff like this will make a person go to switch over to like Spotify.
Just because of shit like this.
Tidal don't do that. They got a list, but it ain't like listening age.
Yeah.
They broke it down. I had 26,000 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Something like 14 days straight of music I listened to all year, I guess.
What was your who was your top artist?
Okay, wait a minute, let me see.
If they give the top artist,
all right, let me get that, because I want to fucking know too.
Because
it's more than likely it should be Future, though. I ain't gonna front.
Because Apple do top artists, top songs, top albums, top playlists.
Listen to 3,000 songs this year. Well, you guess you're number one.
So you listen on Apple Music more, John?
Mm-hmm. That's all I listen on.
God damn it. My five.
It give you top artists by month.
That's what yours do?
It do all that.
Talking about your Apple?
Uh-huh. Top songs by month. Top albums by month.
I ain't done it right.
Yeah, what you gotta do that too, though?
Well, see, I ain't just
to do that too.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I guess, just the year-end shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Spotify showing off.
Yeah.
But they got... Make My Pick. It was Sorry with Rick Ross and Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Right My Wrongs with Bryson Tiller.
Mm-hmm.
Sup Mate with Young Thug and Future.
And which one? This your top five songs?
They saying Make My Pick. I guess that's what it is. And then they got The Baddest with Young Blue and Chris Brown. And then The Realest with ESTG and Jeezy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So I got to make a pick with that.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Shake the dice. Damn, man. That Bryson was killing it for me.
My top artist of 2025. Rick Ross was number one.
Wow.
659 minutes. Drake was number two, 643 minutes.
Drake.
Kendrick Lamar was number three with 516 minutes.
This nigga over there listening to Drake.
Yeah, he listening to
Future,
both.
Future was number four, 371 minutes.
Drake,
Mr. Boom Bap? That's crazy.
West Side Gun, number five, 361 minutes.
Wow.
Project Pat, number six, 357 minutes.
Who was number one?
Rick Ross.
That's crazy.
Outkast, 340 minutes. Jay-Z, 336 minutes.
That's
what I'm saying.
Black. 329 minutes of Mobb Deep, 307 minutes.
Who is Black?
The little Six R&B. Black? Yeah, him.
Oh.
Nah, that nigga got dog. That's my dog. That's my dog. Him and Bryson Tiller, them niggas. I love them niggas.
See if we got my if I can.
That's my top 10 artists. Now my top albums, I don't even like this can't be some shit like this can't go off of what I listen to. Because it got the Carter Four in there and I don't listen to that album at all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So that let you know some of it cap.
Yeah. Number one was Belly, the soundtrack. Number two was the Carter Four. Number three was Let God Sort 'Em Out. Number four, Only Built for Cuban Links. Number five, Deeper Than Rap. Number six, Cushion Orange Juice. Number seven, Aquemini. Number eight, Ready to Die. Number nine, Blueprint 2. And number 10, Thank Me Later, Drake.
My favorite artist, it says, I don't know how it does it on Tidal.
Mm-hmm.
But it said Jeezy, Wale, Jay-Z, Fredo Bang, Rick Ross, Currency,
mm-hmm.
Neighborhood Nip, Kendrick Lamar, Outkast, and YB.
Mm. YB?
But I ain't listened to a lot of YB, though, so I don't know why he up there.
Mm.
But yeah, he on my Then it go on down to like 2 Chainz. I don't know how they do it, but they say this is my favorite artist.
Yeah.
And my top songs it had, I just do like 6 or 7 or 5 or 6 songs. All there.
Mm-hmm.
By Jeezy.
Yeah.
Seen it all, Jeezy and Jeezy. Mm-hmm. Get Your Mind Right, Jeezy. New Topic by Trap Dickie.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Shout out to Trap Dickie. Bada Bing.
Shout out to that guy.
By Fredo Bang.
Mm-hmm.
Go Crazy by Jeezy.
Uh-huh.
The remix with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Fredo Bang got a song called Free Yoshi.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that shit so hard, bro.
So you a Jeezy, Jay-Z, your list is gonna be.
And yeah, then
you listen to most of that shit.
Then Currency.
The
Currency got a, and then Trap Dickie again, then Fredo Bang again. So yeah.
What your top songs was, John?
I got a lot of Jeezy.
I don't know, but I got my top fucking album is Metro Boomin.
I believe it.
Oh, you was banging that hard? Oh,
yeah, I was.
Yeah.
That I gave school, them 300 minutes.
That old school throwback ATS
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, I banged the shit out of that. Hold up, let me share that.
But if you listen to a song, a 3-minute song 10 times, oh, that's only 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So you have to listen to at least 100 times.
So I drive home from work.
Mm-hmm. That what you be listening to? Work. Well, he don't be doing that.
Nah.
Even they send his shit all. Phone be going, fool. Somebody think your ass cheating.
Right.
Ain't nobody with Wallace.
That's it.
Some RC cars. Somebody racing. Goddamn, some fool shit. Then it be some fool shit, too.
Oh, God.
I try to stay on the fool shit. Oh, okay. Hold on. I got my top albums.
What's your top album?
My top albums. Number one, like I said, Metro Boomin. Number two, Let's Get It, Thug Motivation.
Mm. Mm. 20 years.
Number three, Wham.
Wham?
Lil Baby.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm. That.
Number four is Da Baby, How the Fuck Is This? What was that album? How the Fuck Is
This? The Baby had a new album?
I don't know.
It was, yeah, something he slid out there. He had Elon Musk truck parked on the front of the album.
I think I did see that.
That was a Charlotte connection right there. He had to listen to
right,
it for
right,
the
right,
city, represent
right.
for the city.
Yeah, I represent. You know, yeah. Trap in there too. But he, well, number five, they got What a Time to Be Alive by Drake and Future.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna, you know, hold on. Let me see what else we got next. Some. Gotcha.
I know I ain't listened to that album, but one goddamn time. What? I don't even know how that shit get in my top album for a month.
What
that?
Shit?
Some sexy songs for you.
So it did.
Who was that?
Drake and Party Next Door.
Oh.
Then it went to my podcast. So you know DJ Blaze got the most.
Shout out.
Yeah,
appreciate
DJ Blaze.
Yeah, I ain't even got no podcast on this shit.
Well, you listen to podcasts on Apple?
Pandora.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just barely in the top 20% fans.
Oh, no, DJ Blazer?
Yeah, that's what tell me.
See, because they got, well, I don't got my Apple podcast on here, so I have to listen to them on my iPad.
It ain't so on there already?
No, it ain't on the Apple Music shit. It's separate.
No, on your phone?
No, this ain't no Apple phone.
Oh, there ain't no Apple phone. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'll be shit in the system.
So you do all your, but your main phone is that phone right there?
No, this one. This one just, that's my media.
Do you
phone.
Think it mess up, do you do stuff on both of them?
As far as what?
Like, do you listen to songs on, like music on both phones?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just this one. Yeah. My top songs was weird. Jewel King was number one.
Who was that?
Young Scooter.
You was listening to that a lot?
I did.
Okay.
I did. Problems, 6 Lack. Is that what you call it? DJ Paul, Project Pat, you know the business. Now you know the business.
Dang.
I told y'all, Petey Pablo. I play that after the Tar Heels win.
Really?
Every time we win, you know.
Every time I think about that song, I think about Drumline and he was performing.
Yeah, We Don't Trust You, number 5, Outside, Mo 3, Wanna Be There, AZ, Drinking My Cup, Kirko, Loaded mm-hmm. Bases, Nipsey, Do Not Disturb, Drake, Goody Bag, and Loyalty, Morals, and Ethics by Nephew.
Mm. What was that Mo 3 line? What's a line in that Mo 3 song? Is that a song where, like, they're scared to come outside? Mm-hmm. It was somebody that it's like a cross dresser, a trans person or whatever, had came to somebody's house mm-hmm. with a big gun and knocked on the door, and their brother was there. And the brother's like, he said to come outside. He said it like that. But they had guns and shit. It was like, you calling me you calling me something or whatever. You seen that video? It happened last week. I'm surprised you ain't seen it, Wallace. It knocked on somebody's door with a gun. But it was like, he was like, you calling me a man? Well, I'm gonna be a man now. But she was dressed like a woman.
Oh.
With nails and all of that, but it had a motherfucking AR.
Ooh.
And the brother had one too. And they you seen that video? She's like, you scared to come outside?
Yeah. Walking back and forth. And
yeah, and there was
she was a big girl.
Yeah, in at their apartment.
Oh, yeah, God. I remember that.
I ain't see that.
That was this week. That shit was crazy.
God, I ain't
talking
see
about
that.
She had a big shit too.
Now. Yeah.
Oh God.
She had long nails and braids.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But
tell
when you said about Motown, yeah.
Oh.
He sung it, whatever. Yeah.
Tell the boys they better pray.
Yeah. Hey. I don't know if they busted. I want to know what happened with them, but it's been a lot of that. People breaking in people's houses and stuff, especially around here.
Yeah, I got to find my playlist for the new year.
Doing some crazy shit, bro. Future is your top artist.
They usually put about 100 some odd songs on this list.
I spent 2,100 minutes with
your boy Future.
Yeah.
With what's Nevadius?
I'm 0.5 global, 0.5% global fan.
That
mean
you in the top.
Yeah,
about that. Janae Aiko made my list in the top 60 too.
Really?
That's the worst. That's my shit. I was the worst nigga.
Yeah, they don't break it down too tough like that on Tidal.
Yeah. Shout out to these streaming platforms for keeping us intrigued with letting us know the bullshit I listen to. But yeah, when Young Scooter died, I know that how that got the number one. I played that shit to death. I forgot how tough that song was, man. Yeah, but y'all can email us and let us know who y'all listen to the most this year, if you would like.
Right, we'd like to know.
Yeah, I want to know. My kid, she the one that had me check my shit out to see if it was on there.
Shout out to her. Shout out to her number one podcast.
Yeah, shout out to her for listening to the Music Jones podcast all the time as well. Shout out to my kid. I love you, kid. Mm-hmm. So 50 got the world on fire. Kind of torn because some people happy, some people mad, some people just don't give a damn. But he dropped his Diddy Doc that he'd been talking about for a minute on Netflix. Can't remember the name. What's the name of it?
I think it's called The Reckoning.
The Reckoning. The Reckoning.
Yeah.
With a name like that, boy. Oh, shit. Come on, man. Was the guy that bad?
Yeah, he was bad.
He was bad. Yeah.
But the people around him
enabled him.
I just didn't like.
I ain't gonna say, yeah, exactly.
They just didn't
stop it.
Stop it. Or didn't take themselves out.
Yeah. So the one thing I heard about it, I hadn't watched it yet. Mm-hmm. I'm still gonna watch. I don't care about spoilers because me watching it is different from me hearing about it. Because I don't know when I'm gonna see what y'all telling me.
Yeah.
But I saw part about his first business partner, which was his childhood friend. That was his co-owner or part owner of Bad Boy.
He owned
25% of Bad Boy.
I don't know if he was a childhood friend, but he did own 25%.
Yeah.
He met him young, like
maybe
when he was at Howard or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So he forcibly took his 25% back.
So he says that he came in with, I think, two security guards or whatever and some baseball bats and was like, sign this over, basically. Yeah, sign over your 25. And he was like, you'll get, I think he told him that he'll get it back later, but he never got it back. And then the guy wound up homeless and all kind of stuff. Yeah.
Fucking monster.
Yeah. And then later on, the guy was like,
he's a fucking monster. Yeah.
He said late in the documentary, like episode 4, that Diddy actually sexually assaulted him.
Oh God.
Yeah.
So he been a booty warrior.
I don't know when it was, but yeah, he did say that. He said that.
Did he said Diddy sexually assaulted him?
Uh huh. Yep. Now,
God damn.
Yep.
And he like, and see, it's people like that. Like, how many people is it out there like that? That came across this guy and
mm-hmm.
got screwed over and then screwed and
God damn.
Then just like, that's crazy. Like, he said, like, why, what?
But he said that, but I wonder if they had something going on.
Oh, versus, okay, yeah, versus him just yeah. taking it. Was they willing, was they doing it together?
Yeah, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, that, the other guy, Lil Rod, that was suing him.
Uh-huh. He and the doc, too?
Hmm?
He and the
yeah,
doc
he and the doc.
Oh.
And he talked about, they were at the studio one night, and Justin, Diddy, and some producer or somebody, they got him in the bathroom, and there was a gunshot. And I don't know if y'all talked about it on here, but there was a gunshot, and basically they covered it up, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That was a story he told on there. And then he was like, you know, it was in the news that Diddy would get Lil Rod to use, he would use Lil Rod to go to the clubs and get women
mm-hmm.
or whatever. He'd bring women back, and he was like, one night they was partying, whatever, whatever. He went to sleep, woke up, Diddy was knocked out beside him, and he said he woke up sore. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Shit.
Why?
Oh, shit. Yeah. One time, I know I shouldn't be laughing.
Yeah.
But I ain't mature enough yet to even deal with this type man. Of shit. Hey, I ain't man. That mature, dog.
Hey, man.
Dog, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, that was part of it.
He said he woke up. So he told the world he woke up sore.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and see, the crazy part about all that, you know, just now, like, when I passed out on the movie or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, we cranked Tubi back up real quick.
Yeah.
And damn, so the same kind of theme line movie of a nigga human trafficking, basically. And his main chick, he even did her in. You know what I mean? Traffic her ass. She wasn't safe either. But when she came up, because somebody, she was in the hospital when she came to, she was like, how long I been asleep? Shit, about a week.
Damn.
Damn.
So she did. It's like, how you feel, everything? Sore.
Oh, God.
That was on the Tubi movie, though.
Yeah.
Oh. But that wasn't Diddy.
No, it wasn't Diddy.
But it was the same. The wake, fact yeah. that it was just a long
wake,
same line.
Wake it up sore.
It was like, yeah. that's where I was on the Diddy part of it.
Yeah.
But then when I woke up and we started watching the Tubi movie.
Yeah, that's
the
what
same
came.
Vibe,
oh, God.
But a more extreme.
Yeah.
To the end. But I feel like, hell, yeah, did the same thing.
We just did it. Did it just take it ass, bro.
Man, he got a cup out there that Tubi movie was. I guarantee you.
I know Doogie had talked about it. I don't know if the Diddy stuff was going on when Doogie was on, but
it may have been.
I know
he might have been around when it started.
Yeah, just a tad bit.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever hear about Diddy paid $1 million to get Tupac and Suge Knight killed?
That's what we did talk about that because when they locked my man up, Keefy D,
yeah.
They said that it was gonna come out then that he paid.
Yeah, so they did it, and they came. It was kind of like in the documentary how he tell the story. It was kind of like luck that they caught him.
Mm-hmm.
So some Crips had took one of Tupac and Suge associates'
mm-hmm.
chain.
Mm-hmm.
When they were at the fight,
uh-huh.
they pointed the dude out.
Mm-hmm. Orlando Anderson.
They pointed Orlando out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they went to him and jumped mm-hmm. him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando was there with his uncle,
mm-hmm.
who was with the Keefy D dude, if I'm remembering it right.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't there to get Pop and Suge.
Mm-hmm.
They just happened to be in Vegas at the same time.
Yeah.
So when all of that went down, Suge and them was supposed to be at a club, go to a club or whatever, mm-hmm. and they were like, they went to the club to wait on Suge and them, but they it took so long for them to show up till they left. So they left the club that they were supposed to be at, and they were riding out like near the strip or whatever, and all these women start making all this noise because they saw Tupac. Mm-hmm. That's what let them know where Tupac was. They were like, well, shit, fuck it. He right here. Let's go ahead and get him now. Yeah. And that's how it happened to what, like, they killed him. So Puff had put, per him, he was like, Puff had put the hit out on him or whatever, like, y'all kill, we want both of them killed, pay you $1 million. But after it happened or whatever, they only gave him, he only gave him $500,000 because they didn't get sure. Mm-hmm. And I want to say there's a record of him, like, sending money to the uncle to give to them guys or whatever. But yeah, it was a lot. It was some stuff in that documentary that I didn't know about. Or you heard rumors of, like, the girl from Danny DeCane. Mm-hmm. If you ever watched Making the Band back in the day, mm-hmm. you ever noticed how he used to treat her a little? He was like a little harsher on her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he was a little harsh on her, but because she said he had mentioned that she was gonna be the face of it, she the looker or whatever, mm-hmm. blah blah blah. He sent her an email, basically saying he want to fuck her, want to do all kind of shit to her, whatever, whatever. He ended the email with like, "God bless," that type shit. Like the nigga was weird. So that part was in it, and then a couple episodes go, and then they go back to her. And she was like, or maybe like different scenes. Might have been in the same episode, but she said she had got a letter from somebody, no, an email, a call from somebody, and they told her that the person was like, she walked in on Diddy and his bodyguard having sex with her or doing stuff to her. But to this day, Aubrey don't remember it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, she don't know if the person just was saying it just to do whatever or if it really happened, but mm-hmm. she don't have no recollection of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Aubrey Day.
Aubrey O'Day.
Aubrey O'Day.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was a lot of other stuff. It was good, though. If you especially like documentaries, is good, but if you really want to know a lot of the stuff that, you know, he said.
Goddamn monster.
But... So like one of the things that a lot of people were talking about in it was that so when Big died, you know, Puff was like supposed to pay for the funeral. Mm-hmm. He said, "I'm gonna pay out of my pocket for the funeral, whatever." But then a guy in the documentary was like, he used money from Big to pay for Big's funeral, from like his royalties or his mm-hmm. estate or whatever. But on social media now, people are coming out and saying that that's not true. Like people that really like with Big estates, mm-hmm. like that ain't happened. Mm-hmm. So stuff like that, it kind of makes some of the credibility in my mind of the other stuff, like it's not as credible with when you got that one thing that can be easily disproven. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? How much of the other stuff is not like really what they say it is, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I'm gonna check that shit.
Yeah, it's
out,
good
though.
Man. It's good.
Diddy the monster.
Yeah.
Fucking monster, man.
Yeah, he is too, buddy.
That nigga's a fucking monster, bro. That boy man. So like that. Yeah.
Like that boy so. That shit. The worst part is, to me, the worst part is there was like one of the guys that grew up with him was like, he saw him put hands on his mama.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. He need his ass whooped.
Yep.
See? And shit like that. That what?
But you gotta watch it though. Watch it though.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it.
It's good.
Man.
If y'all listening, y'all ain't
y'all watch check out the reckoning out. On that. If you have seen it, email us your take on it.
Yeah.
Email us your take on it. Of course we know new music. We already talked about Nas and Conway dropping on the 12th too. Conway dropping a new album. Mm. But you listen to that new Crit.
It came up.
Yes.
When it came out, Friday?
Thursday night.
Nah.
Boy.
It's good?
Ooh, buddy.
Is it better than Wale?
I ain't even listen to Wale. That's crazy.
You would ask me a question like that.
First time I listened to Wale, I thought, I was like, okay, it's a good album. But the more I listen to it, I'm like, bro, this shit dope.
Man, really? you gotta know, like, it's called Dedicated to Catalia Baritz. And it's hosted by Carlos Miller.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see it right here.
30 minutes long, quick listen. Dope shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit dope.
Yeah, I see it right here. Suggesting who else?
High Def, I-20, the ever-living sub knocker. Of course, he got another my sub on this joint. He added another installment to that series. It's Crit, man. Uh-huh. It's just, you know what Crit bring.
Mm-hmm. You say, what you call it, hosted?
Carlo.
Mm. Do you think he need more outside production?
Mm-mm. I don't.
Cause why he ain't hit off like that yet? I'm gonna check this out though. You say it ain't over 30 minutes.
Yeah, it ain't but 30 minutes.
Yeah, that shit real quick.
Nice quick listen. And this Crit, like I say, he rapping. Know how he get now. But I was just excited to see that he dropped something.
I had listened to ASAP Ferg.
Wow.
He had a couple songs on there, but you know.
He got that damn beat to get it going.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
All the way through.
Yeah.
And like I said, after the shit went off,
mm-hmm. It went on to
it spin into a nice rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
So you already heard it, June?
Yeah.
Yeah. You listen to it? Yeah, I call him on the way down.
Oh, word.
Yeah, told him to check that shit out.
But it went up, like I said, it went up into mm-hmm. a nasty spin off. There's one song, man, but it said, this is my house, you coming here. I'm here. I am him. Don't let nobody fool you. I am fucking him.
Crit that nigga, man. Crit my guy. He just make good music.
Yeah,
he make great fucking music, man. And he do most of his production. Yeah. Yeah, he do most of his production and shit, which is, you know, not too odd for these times, but when it's good production, then, you know. Yeah, man.
Put a little I-20 in that thing.
Yeah, man. So I went to Texas for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh yeah, you ain't record last week then. Right.
Homeboy pulled up on me. Oh, D Brown. Shout out to D Brown. D Brown came and hung out with me the whole time I was there.
That's what's up.
Okay, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night.
Can you was in Houston?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shout out to D Brown.
Shout out to D Brown, man. We had a fucking blast too.
Yeah, he gonna show you a good time.
Yeah, we had a blast. He pulled up, you know, and end up, you know, some hit. His cousins and my brother-in-law classmates, so they end up talking, and he just was there like, shit, we had a fucking blast.
That's
man.
What's up.
We had a good time. Yeah, he was happy that we was there. He's like, you know, he missed that South Carolina shit.
Yeah.
He was right there for him. You know, all the food. Sister-in-law gave him a whole fucking sweet potato pie.
Oh, so he ate with y'all and stuff.
He came after dinner.
Uh-huh.
But it was so much fucking food.
He'd take the pie.
Yeah, take the pie, took the pie with him and all.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man, we had a fucking blast.
Yeah, shout out to D-Bron.
We was sitting out there talking about, because my brother-in-law was talking about how long him and his wife was together. He was like, they got together in 96. It was like, you know, it'd be 30 years. And y'all like, shit.
30 years.
I said, y'all motherfuckers been together long as a reasonable doubt, but not, nigga. Shit. So they thought that was funny because, you know, I compare everything to music. And so my brother-in-law was like, nigga, that's, you know, like, that's a way to remember. He's like, but that's what music do. It timestamp shit for you, put you mm-hmm. in a place. I said, so now, yeah. I said, so next year, pull out all that shit you was listening to back then and go back to 96, which you is.
How old are they?
50, early 50s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, my brother-in-law, 48. With his wife, 51, 52. Somewhere around there. Yeah, man. But I'm ready for 2026 to get here so we can. And now I got to go back and listen to all my episodes from 5 years ago. So I can, I won't repeat myself.
Oh, you mean for your music?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Because that was my first year.
That's
recording
crazy.
Was the year after. was the 25th year of 96.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting, man. But I ain't got a lot, man. God damn.
You want some tissue?
I'm about to go you need take some water? Care of that in a minute.
Need some water or some tissue?
I'm good, man.
You sure?
I'm good. We can get done with this shit real quick, you know. Go outside.
That dope. That phlegm coming up.
Don't nobody do no dope. That's that weather change going from
going from
Texas to goddamn flying back to Charlotte, and it goddamn 30 damn degrees and what you leaving 60 degrees Saturday.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
This past Saturday? Or last
Saturday?
Last Saturday. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Goddamn get on the plane, got on my nice little track suit. It all warm out there in Texas. Get out that airport in Charlotte. What the hell going on around here? I feel every piece of wind in the world through them goddamn track pants, man.
Damn.
Yeah, it's freezing.
Yeah, man, it's fucking cold as shit. So, just got a little shit going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but ain't nothing major. Yeah, but goddamn. Yeah. 25 years ago. Lyricist Lounge 2. Rockets Records dropped Lyricist Lounge 2, which a lot of the music was on the And1 mixtape. We done talked about this album a few times.
Who it was?
Rockets Records. Mos Def, well, Yasiin Bey now. Talib Kweli. That whole gang. They did a Lyricist Lounge 2 for their label, and they used to use most of their songs, goddamn, on the mixtapes, on the And1 mixtapes.
What's the song that's
No.
Okay.
Yeah. With
Nate though.
Yeah, this shit right here. Pharoah Munch was on that shit.
Oh no, niggas ain't scared to hustle. It's been 7 days, the same clothes.
I found out
it was a song that I think I sent to you. I'm probably I sent to everybody, but a song that everybody killed, and Jay-Z was a part of it. Whatever song that was, it's an old song. Damn, everybody got a verse on that. I sent you that. I'm looking right now. Man. My bad.
This is about the only song I really remember off this.
Do something
shit.
On this beat right here.
This one right here.
It was a freestyle.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he probably did. Or either somebody put it. You know.
Damn, what the hell to look at, bro.
It's Fat Booty 2.
It's Fat Booty 2.
Yeah, that Oh No probably was the song off of this.
Yeah, it was. I'm sure it's something else on here. I remember, I just don't know the name of it.
JT Money and Pastor Troy had a song on here. Yeah, this the And1 mixtape music.
I'm right telling here. You, all day. I see nigga putting a shirt, ball in the shirt right now. Pause.
Smack it in and making it. Yeah, around
the all kind of shit, man.
Oh, it was DJ Premier and Nas and Jay-Z.
Oh yeah. I remember
who did it best.
That's the name of the song.
Everybody had a different. Jay-Z was So Ghetto. Nas was State of Mind.
Oh,
New York State of Mind. Yeah,
Jay-Z had A Million and One Questions.
Yeah.
Nas. Yeah. It was. Yeah.
Yeah. All the Primo beats.
Yeah.
Whoever rapped on Primo better probably. Can't. Life's a bitch is what it is. I mean, New York State of Mind off that Illmatic shit. That's a like. That's one of them joints. That shit make you feel like you got Tim's on and an army jacket for sure, nigga. Straight up. 25 years ago, the guy Memphis Bleek dropped The Understanding, which kind of put him out there a little bit better, because his first album was all right, but this one was a little bit better. This one was a little bit better. Yeah. Turn that motherfucker loud.
Yeah, my Chrysler Cirrus. Playing this with my 10s in the back.
Do my ladies run this smoke? I was up and down the I-20 in that Chevy on this one.
He had a few songs on here.
Yo, he had some dope shit on here. This shit right here?
We went to the club, strip club, beside club. It was called Reflections.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a girl in there, I forgot her name. She was playing this. I was like, nobody stripped to this before. And when that beat started doing this right here,
she started bouncing
that. Her butt was her butt. I was like, oh shit, take my $17.
Niggas off of the pound. Dog, I used to play the absolute hell out of this shit.
I made an ass jump to this.
Yep.
Office now. Now.
Down to your bitch. He was talking that shit.
Yeah, he was.
I think he was talking to Harlem World.
Mm-hmm. He was.
I'm that nigga.
It ain't about Richard Pope, nigga. It's about Richard Pope.
Oh, shit.
It ain't about Richard Pope, nigga. It's about Richard Pope, nigga. What?
That's crazy.
And niggas, I had no idea who he was talking about.
I had no idea
who he was talking about. But now we know who Richard Pope is. Dog. He's the most gifted lyrical rapper I know. He's a lyrical rapper. He ain't no lyricist. He's a lyrical rapper. Like, for real. Like, the dude different. Like, it ain't about Richard Pope, nigga. It's about Richard Pope. Like, motherfuckers are that. Like, dog, we from the South, so we not supposed to know. And he was talking about that solidified. He was talking about Harlem niggas.
Yeah.
That solidified the shit. But he always, Jay always been that nigga sharp shit with that tongue, pause. He sharp with that tongue. Whoa, I swear, pause. That was Get my Mind Right, right?
Yeah, the remix.
Hustlers was my shit. Of course, I used to listen to 5, 6, and 7 without touching it, because it was like it was like a movie scene and they all just went together. Because he go from Change Up and then the end of the beat like, nah. And then the next song come on and then that Hustler shit come on, man.
Yeah, him and Missy was riding.
Oh yeah, Now Bleek could rap. He just wasn't them dudes, man.
Yeah.
But dog, I'm telling you, Jay went crazy with this nigga. Like, he let. This might have been Bleek's best album.
4-3-2-1 or whatever.
You think so?
5-3-4
Dear Summer. You think that was his best album?
Maybe. He had the biggest song. His biggest song was on there.
What? Dear Summer?
Here.
Oh, Around Here. Oh no, that was before that. That was on.
What was Around Here on?
That was Made.
Around Here was on Made.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, okay.
Money, Attitude, Direction, and I can't remember what it stood for.
Elijah.
Bleek hardest verse might be on that Just Fire shit, on Cam shit, on Come Home With Me. That might be his hardest verse to me ever.
Bleek?
Yeah.
You, Me, Him, Her?
His verse wasn't the hard.
I ain't saying it's the hardest on the song, but it ain't.
I don't know, man. Beans got there kind of like.
No, but I'm saying that's Bleek's best verse.
You think it is?
Maybe.
You think? I might give it to the Just Fight, the shit Just off Fight. Cameron shit. Yeah. Okay. Shout out to Bleek.
Shout out to making easy money, pimping hoes and style.
It's serious.
I thought Pimpin' Hoes in Style.
Nah, Pimpin' Hoes is serious.
You sure?
Now that's what, you know, Memphis niggas said it mean.
Oh, but Bleak said Pimpin' Hoes in Style.
No, Pimp said Pimpin' Hoes is serious.
It's serious.
Oh.
Listen to the song. It's on. He said,
oh, I know. I thought I got that from somewhere.
That, but that's what the Memphis niggas say.
What?
If you from Memphis, that's what Memphis stand for. Memphis nigga tell you Memphis stand for making easy money, pimping hoes and style.
Okay. I know I got that.
Yeah,
from
yeah. You ain't yeah, made it up. Yeah. No. Yeah, you heard it.
Yeah.
For sure. Absolutely.
Making what?
Making easy money, pimping hoes and style.
God damn it, boy.
That's what Memphis stand for, man. All right. Last but not least, Lil Wayne.
Which one?
The Carter 2. My favorite Carter.
Let's see.
He started that album out, the intro, he rapped for like 4.5 to 5 minutes straight, no hook, no nothing. This shit right here, he went fucking crazy on this shit right here. Carter, Carter, Carter.
Uh-oh, my shit stopped for some reason.
But this had Hustler Music, Hit 'Em Up,
Money on My Mind.
Money on My
shit.
Mind. Shooter with Robin Thicke was my shit. Receipt. This album, this might be my favorite Lil Wayne album. Cause he literally like he really really rap. This when he was really getting into that rapping shit. Yeah. He was really rapping. But fucking call damn all.
He was more coherent than
yeah.
too.
That's
yeah.
really what it was.
Get your book, fucking boy JR.
Bitch. The drugs hadn't taken over yet.
Yeah.
Dog, I'm the shit. Ranch I dip. If it's in like ranch I dip, nigga.
Yeah, he has some stuff on here. This one right yeah. here too. He's the best rapper, alive. Since the best rapper retired. And who had retired around that time, Jones? Refresh my memory.
Young guy named, I think his name was Sean Carter or something
okay.
like that.
Okay, so he was the best rapper.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right. Niggas forget.
Yeah, I mean, well, he labeled himself that, you know. But it was hard to argue with that around that time. It was very, very hard to argue with that shit.
Who is Nicki?
This shit right here, nigga. Oh, that, you know how they used to do just have the chicks talking in the shit.
Oh, that's who that is. Oh, okay, okay.
This is my shit right here, yo. I used to bang this shit right here.
This motherfucker got 22 tracks.
Yeah. That's the evolution. That music, the shit done changed.
Nobody should overload 50 minutes.
But how much of this shit is fluff, though?
Yeah, a lot of just filler.
Yeah.
Like just shit you put on there just to have some shit in the space and shit. And then the songs was at least goddamn 3-4 minutes long. So.
Because I'm telling you, Chris shit, hot 30.
Yeah. Hot 30 minutes, bro. I listened to that shit from Camden to fucking Florence.
And it was done.
Before I got off the back, bro.
Yeah, shit was done.
The only reason why I looked down and seen the cover change.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah. That shit, 31 minutes total.
Dang.
And Carlos even got a freestyle on the vid.
He really rapping?
See what that Chevy out your yard, dick.
Shit in your grandma's car.
Yeah.
Something
about
your grandma.
Yeah, see what that car at your grandma yard. And car, you got that car sitting in your grandma yard. See what that shit, nigga. You don't want that Chevy, man. But yeah, man, shout out to Wayne. He was already, what, 7-8 years in.
What year was this?
05. He had already had like 3 albums.
Yeah, about 8 years.
Yeah. He had Lights Out, 500 Degrees.
500.
The Carter.
500 was before this?
Uh-huh. 500 was like 2000.
Oh, yeah. Lights Out. The mm-hmm. Block is Hot, Lights yeah. Out. 500 Degrees, the Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he done had 4 albums.
Mm-hmm. And not including the all the Hot Boy shit he was on.
Uh-huh.
All the other shit he was doing.
The BG album.
Yeah.
Baby Gangsta's album.
Yeah, but this shit right here, after this album, that's when he went on that Notorious mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm talking about.
They were getting high.
What was his mixtape series called? No Ceilings?
The Drought and
The Drought.
Ceilings.
The Drought and No Ceilings, yeah. But The Drought, boy, he did so many fucking. And that's when that's why I say this started his real rapping shit. Cause when he got on them other shits, when he started doing the mixtape, he was rapping like hell.
Mm-hmm.
He spit some of his hardest verses on them shit, on the mixtape.
How was his last album?
Didn't listen. He had a Rock the Bells on there that they play on Rock the Bells, and that's all I hear.
How is it? Trash.
It ain't. I mean, you know how we are with our artists. We got an expectation for him. He don't meet my expectations no more.
Drugs done fried his brain.
Yeah, so he on a whole nother plateau with his fans and shit. So he, you know what I'm saying? Shit different now with him.
He got a lot of albums with different people.
Mm-hmm. I need Jay to drop one more fucking album, yo.
Yeah.
I need Jay to drop one more fucking album. I just need Jay to drop one more fucking album, man. But yeah, I'm waiting on this Nas and Preem to drop, and that should take me on into the new year.
Uh-oh.
That should take me on into the new year. But yeah, man, that's all I had for today, man. I ain't have much. Just wanted to come back and get my feet wet.
Cheer.
From being out of the office for a week or so.
Almost two.
Yeah, man. June, thank you as always.
Oh, man, I appreciate it.
Tell them where they can find you at, brother.
Hanging out with these guys.
DJ Blaze Radio Show.
Yep, that way you can find me.
I gotta check that shit out, man. Y'all be talking so fool.
I gotta tighten back up, man.
And
20% ain't good.
That nigga, they so fool.
20%.
Nah, man.
That dude, they fool.
Shoot it up.
Damn, Be Easy is a fool. Be Easy as always. Appreciate your brother.
Thank y'all,
tell
man.
Tell them where they can find you.
Preacher _VP on social media. Send me a friend request.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you got titties. I like titties.
Oh, God, man.
Just to look at, I don't want to touch them.
Oh, God, this dude here stupid, man.
With my hands.
This dude here stupid.
Put my mouth on your titties, bitch.
Why you stupid?
I say this on your show. I can't say it.
Yeah, man, you stupid, man. It's your
oh,
boy.
I'm sorry. No, Kyra, listening. No. No, no. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Oh, shit. Oh, God, man. Oh, God. It's your boy Jones, man. Y'all can email us at themusicjonespodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up on Instagram, The Music Jones Podcast. It's your boy Jones again. Till next time. Peace. Y'all niggas at the Suns of New York getting spanked when it's too much trouble to talk. Respect. Oh, no. Look at who they let in the back door. From Long Beach to Brooklyn, they know. We rock from the East to West Coast. Queens salute you, baby. Step away from the mic, they too cold.